KFC. It's finger looking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Despite Democratic claims otherwise, several Washington, D.C. think tanks say Americans will see more cash in their pockets because of that Republican tax bill. The Tax Foundation says a married couple bringing in $50,000 will see an 8% drop in their taxes. TaxPlanCalculator.com says they'll save nearly $1,400. And the Brookings Institution also says more people than not will get a significant break. China's defense ministry is taking issue with President Trump's recent statements on national security, as correspondent Bill Zimfer tells us.
The defense ministry is accusing the president of ignoring facts and hyping China's military modernization process. In his national security statement, Trump said China is developing advanced weapons and capabilities that could threaten the U.S. The ministry added that China's People's Liberation Army is not set up to threaten any country and is designed for defensive purposes.
Jobless claims rose last week, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Mexican officials blaming a bus driver for a crash that killed 12 tourists, including 8 Americans. Police say it was due to the negligent driver who was probably speeding when the bus flipped along the Caribbean coast on the eastern Yucatan Peninsula. It was carrying tourists from a Royal Caribbean cruise ship on a sightseeing excursion. Many are outraged that a disgraced former cardinal from Boston is getting a full cardinal's funeral at the Vatican later today that the Pope will be attending. The current Archbishop of Boston, Cardinal Sean O'Malley, meeting with reporters and speaking out about his predecessor, Cardinal Bernard Law, yesterday.
Well, I think all of us are more than one-dimensional. To be realistic, we have to recognize that there was more to this man than his mistakes.
Law, who died in Rome at 86 yesterday after a long illness, had admitted to moving priests who'd been accused of sexual abuse of children from parish to parish, essentially shielding them from prosecution. And the Commerce Department has just released some U.S. economic news saying that the economy grew at its fastest pace in more than 2 years in the year's third quarter. The Commerce Department says gross domestic product expanded at a 3.2% annual rate last quarter, and the numbers mark the first time since 2014 the economy witnessed growth of 3% or more in two consecutive quarters. And remember, we're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. How are you? Happy Hanukkah, all that good stuff, holiday season, and no, I have not gotten my Christmas shopping done. But, listen, I'm limited. I'm limited, I just have to worry about my wife. That's it. That's it. And it's almost like a ritual for me. I'm not one that procrastinates at all, except when it comes to gift buying. I think I perform under pressure better. And I think My wife probably likes it better, too, because then I kind of have to spend more than I thought I was. But anyway, neither here nor there. Wishing everybody a great holiday season. And I got a bit of a holiday story I'll share with you a little bit later on in the program. But I wanted to start off today talking about this piece that was in the Wall Street Journal. It was co-written by a gentleman that you might be familiar with. He just won the Nobel Prize in economics. His name is Richard Thaler. Now, Richard Thaler is a behavioral economist, meaning that he watches and he does studies of people and how they react and how they go about making certain choices and what determines those choices. And I find his studies quite fascinating because more often than not, he ends up backing up what we know to be true through our experience in our business and what we've been teaching here on this program and at Markowski Investments going back decades. Thaler started back in the mid-1990s when he started thinking about a problem. A problem at that point in time that we were telling everybody about. People are not saving enough for retirement. Now, at that point in time, pensions, they didn't look good, but not nearly as bad as they did today. And many of the pension plans at that point in time were going by the wayside. And since then, they've become increasingly rare. So we, back then, were kind of explaining to people just about this new reality that was going to face them. Now, one of the things that Thaler didn't account for, and we didn't account for either, to be quite honest with you, I had no idea back in the mid-1990s that interest rates would be as low as they had been for an extended period of time. I'm going to be honest with you, back in 2002, 2003, I didn't think that they would last for as long as they have. But they have. And because of that, that has made the whole pension conundrum even worse. Because obviously a bulk of what goes into pensions have to be in cash and cash equivalents, and that cash and cash equivalents is yielding next to nothing. So we're here today. As we're going back to the mid-1990s, we're here today. And Thaler writes, he says, you fast forward to today, and the inability to save has become a serious societal problem. More than half of American workers might not have enough money in retirement to maintain their standard of living. This is according to the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College. And we've cited this study here on the program. We've talked about this here on the program. And to me, I mean, it doesn't really get much worse than that. As far as life is concerned, you know, you busted your butt all your life. You do the right thing. You give to your church. You give to your family. You do for your kids. You do all of these things. Then all of a sudden, because you set this retirement date there in the future and you decide to retire, and now you gotta be either going out to dinner at 3:30 in the afternoon or eating government cheese. No. Why would you want to do that during retirement? Is it really worth it to stop working if you have to live that way? But Thaler asked the question in his comments, he says, why is it so hard for people to save? And he had two behavioral causes that he talks about. And again, we know. We know here at Markowski Investments because we deal with this every day. One of them is lack of willpower. The other, inertia. What does that mean? Okay? Well, people, they don't want to make the choice. The studies that were done, and this makes sense, is when you have a 401k at a business and you tell everyone that, hey, you don't want to participate in the 401k, you can opt out. People tend not to opt out. But if you do the opposite and you say, hey, we have a 401k here at work and you need to opt in, people don't do that either. And it's kind of fascinating if you actually think about it. Inertia is another one. Inertia's like, hey, things are the way they are. And inertia is kind of like denial in many respects. Status quo. I don't really want to think about it. This change is going to involve attention and effort, says Thaler. Well, hey, what do we say here? Week in, week out here on the program. Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth is going to involve work, time, and effort. So again, Thaler over the years, he's come up with various different solutions talking about automatic enrollment like I had, and also another idea as well is when you basically tell people, it's almost like the Wimpy principle. You know, Wimpy from Popeye, I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. And he says, if you tell people, okay, you'll start saving a little amount now, but you will save more later on, people will actually sign up and do that. Our process and the way we've taught it here on the program, and it's helped investors out, is it's completely different. We really believe in personal responsibility. And I don't like tricks and gimmicks, and sometimes they're useful. But again, we work with our clients on a one-on-one basis, where Thaler is obviously writing academic papers and trying to solve problems for the masses. One of the things about Markowski Investments, which is different than other CFP firms, is that we work with people who are just starting out. Firms usually of our type, you need to have seven figures plus even to get in the door. You got bouncers out front with a velvet rope checking people's accounts to make sure you're rich enough. We've never done that. We've helped everyone out. And one of the things we've tried to teach people in regards to savings is to think about it in a different way. Pay yourself. Now, all of us have bills. Every month we got our stack of bills that are coming in. You got the cable bill, you got the phone bill, you got the mortgage, you got the car, credit card, whatever it may be. You got the bills coming in. And nobody likes getting bills, right? What if you gave yourself another bill, but this bill is the bill to yourself? You pay yourself every single month. That money is the money that you're putting away. Now, like all of your bills, okay, the bill for paying yourself also has to be something that you can afford. This is key. Now, there's a lot of different percentages that are put out there in regards to how much you need to save to retire. All right. Well, first and foremost, when you're in your 20s and your 30s, you don't know what type of raise you're going to get down the road. You don't know what you're going to be making. Granted, is it better to save more money than to save less? Yes, but then I'm going to throw in and no. Let me try to explain this in my coaching parlance here. As a coach, I want to make practice fun. I want to make it enjoyable. I try to hide a lot of the conditioning and the things that we do just based upon doing drills that we run really, really fast. That makes sense. Now, let's say, you're going to hire yourself a coach to get yourself in shape, and you haven't worked out in a long time. And that coach crushes you. You haven't worked out in years, and you're out of shape. And he puts you on a program where you're working out 6 days a week, an hour and a half to 2 hours every single day. How long do you think you're going to last? How long do you think that any individual is going to last? They're not going to, because they're going to hate it. They're going to hate it. You have to kind of, you got to kind of work your way in to things. Coupled with the fact that, one of the things that we believe in at Markowski Investments is, life is beautiful. Like the old, what was it, the Roberto Benigni movie, Life is Beautiful. Life is a beautiful thing. You want to enjoy today. You want to enjoy today. There's nothing wrong with that. Meaning that, you want to put money away and you pay yourself every single month, but you also want to be able to do things as well. If you make something like savings and putting away a chore, a task, something that is going to be uncomfortable, people are not going to do it. They're not going to do it. This is a part of the human condition that I understand as well. And Thaler doesn't really talk about that either. But we understand that. Now, granted, okay, life is full of difficult choices, isn't it? Who said that? Oh, yeah, it was Ursula the Sea Witch in The Little Mermaid. Life is full of difficult choices, isn't it? Yes, it is. And these choices are going to define what you're going to need to do throughout your life. I want to talk a little bit more about that. We're going to take a quick break right here. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. Become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Yes, free consultations with our certified financial planners. And no, you don't need to have a $10 million account to speak with one of us. Not kidding. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. Celebrating holidays and the new year, Sprint and Prince Royce are launching the Live Unlimited The Dreams Academy contest. Interested musicians and bands can upload a video showcasing their talents for a chance to win money and mentorship by Royce, helping turn dreams into reality. Entries must be in by December 31st. Supporters can vote for their favorite aspiring artist starting January 2nd. Prince Royce, award-winning artist and Sprint ambassador.
What's up, guys? It's Prince Royce. My friends at Sprint and I are excited to bring you the Live Unlimited Dreams Academy contest. The winner will receive $10,000 plus an in-person mentoring session with me. Make sure to enter and vote at Sprint.com/dreams and share on social media using hashtags Live Unlimited and contest.
Enter at Sprint.com/dreams now. No purchase necessary. Must be 18. Ends at 11:59:59 p.m. Eastern Time on December 31st, 2017. See contest official rules for details, including specifics on eligibility and entry requirements needed to qualify. Void where prohibited.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-594-1596. That's 800-594-1596. Again, 800-594-1596.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski. And mercy
mild, God and what am I? I'm an old school Christmas tune guy. I like this stuff. Anyway, welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Choices. We make lots of, how many choices have we made in life? And one of the things I try to I try to explain to my kids. Again, I'm getting older now. I got a 15-year-old, a 13-year-old, an 11-year-old. And I talk to them about making good choices and how, in many occasions, making poor choices can set you back or can close doors. Life in America, we've got so many opportunities and so many doors in front of us, but doors start becoming locked based upon the various different choices that we make. And we all make poor choices from time to time. We all do. Now, again, I don't believe there's any real use in fretting about poor choices that we've made in the past. You want to learn from them. You don't want to forget about them by any stretch. You don't want to dwell on them. But you need to move on. And if the terrain is different now because of a choice that you made, well, then so be it. Deal with it. You know, oftentimes I have to speak with people that are in their 40s, 50s, and they have little to nothing save for retirement. And they do a bit of the Johnny Fontaine from Godfather 2. You know, remember, I don't know what to do, Godfather. I don't know what to do. And your godfather grabs him and smacks him upside the face and says, "You can act like a man." No, I don't grab anybody and smack them by the face and tell them that they can act like a man. I don't do that. But do we give a bit of tough love here at Markowski Investments? Yes, we do. You have to make choices. So when you get to that point in time and you're in your 40s and your 50s and you haven't saved much and still got bills coming in, and you say, "Well, you know, I really wanted to retire when I was, you know, 65 years old." And I, you know, could say, "Well, you know, that's nice. If you want to do that, then you're going to have to do this." And what this is saving an incredible amount of money. And 99.9% of the time is, "I can't do that." And I said, "I know you can't do that. So you're going to have to do a bit of a retirement rethink." And this is one of the things that we actually discuss with people. We're honest with people about. I'm not going to lie to people. "Hey, I got $30,000, $40,000 saved, and I'm 55 years old. I want to retire when I'm 65. Okay. Okay. You want to maintain the same lifestyle? "Of course I do." Well, that's not going to happen unless you do this. "I can't do that." "Well, I know." "Well, then you're going to have to do this." And sometimes people get upset. Like, it's my fault. It's my fault that 2 plus 2 equals 4. It's not my fault that 2 plus 2 equals 4. It is what it is. I suggest some of these people actually reading a little Marcus Aurelius and Seneca, some of the Stoics from way back then, and understanding this. You need to understand what your situation is and be honest with yourself, be honest with your family, and then move on from there. And you know what? It's not always the end of the world. We set up people's financial plans and say, "Hey, you know what? You want to do this? Okay. This is our goal. This is how we can go ahead and achieve this and do this." But again, like everything else in life, there's a trade-off. "I don't care. I need to be retired by the time I'm 62 years old." Okay. Well, that is going to involve a significant amount of sacrifice. Let me give you another little sports analogy. I'm a bit of a gym rat. I need a break every day. Okay. It's my midday break. I go to the gym. Okay. No. I don't look like a bodybuilder. I can't. I like food too much. And I cut carbs out. Are you crazy? I can't do that. You've never had my mother's lasagna. It's just not possible. I can't do that. So I know I'm not going to look like these guys that are shredded. I like to eat. But that's okay. I wasn't willing to make that sacrifice to look like that. Not that I wanted to anyway. But this is an important part of understanding what life's all about and financial planning and the choices that are involved and the things that you're going to do and understanding your own little problems. You know, I've talked about this. Yeah, it's a good time of year to talk about this again as well. Again, Next week, we're going to do our little bit on New Year's resolutions. But you know how many people end up becoming, we've talked about this in the program, slaves to their stuff, bad choices, poor choices. Keeping up with the Joneses, and I've said this again and again and again, has been put on steroids in this country. Steroids. People look at social media, look at the vacation, look what they're doing, look what they have, look at the new car, all this stuff, and I've got to have that too. Well, that comes, all this stuff comes at a cost. And many times people go out and achieve all of this stuff to have all of this stuff. They can't afford it in the first place. And their stuff ends up owning them. Happened several times this past month. I give an assessment to a younger family in your 30s, early 40s. They got way too much debt, way too much stuff. They have to cut back. There's nothing I can do when you owe $70,000 in credit card debt. If you honestly think that I'm going to be able to beat those returns on the credit cards, you are, as the young kids say, cray cray, crazy. Can't do it. Nobody can. And pretty much like clockwork, the people, rather than make that choice, they decide to do nothing. Listen, guys, you know, I'm not the magic man here. I can present options in front of people, and people can decide. Anyway, a little adventure in financial planning start off the program today. Good fun, right? We make financial planning fun. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff right there at the website, including college planning kits, annuity help kits, you name it. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back. Some ass out with dudes now. The deal is that we're real, so we still round. Yeah. Don't land with a freestyle phantom. Ain't trying to be handsome. Shrinking what you're thinking, cause I'm bam bam.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
We have an obligation to acknowledge when our political and financial capital is being poorly spent. We have an obligation to demand more for our investment. And if our investment fails, we have an obligation to spend our resources in more productive ways.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley earlier today during a debate on a resolution that would condemn America's recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Worth noting, the U.N. member states did approve that resolution condemning the United States moving the capital from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Today at a bill signing event, House Speaker Paul Ryan and Orrin Hatch both signed the $1.5 trillion tax overhaul. And before the bill signing event, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said we're already starting to see some positive aspects out of this bill.
Employees are going to benefit from this great tax cut.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-978-5015. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. Results may vary.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer. buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Hey, everybody, remember this one?
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Chickens crow from midnight, it's almost day. Chickens crow from midnight, it's almost day.
Anyway, welcome back. I was just thinking of something. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. One of the things that investment con artists are well aware of is the current situation for investors, for many people, people looking to retire. They know about the god-awful savings rate here in this country, and they are ready to take full advantage of you. Oh, yeah, I see it in the commercials all the time. I see it in the ads all the time. Quick, easy ways that you can get rich fast. Get rich quick, con artists, the world's second oldest profession. Stop looking for shortcuts. We've seen this happen during the late 1990s. We saw it happen with real estate not too long ago. Everybody looking for a quick and easy way. Let me ask you a question. One of the things we try to explain to people, you know, to truly smart investors, wealthy investors, investors that do well, you know what they invest like? They invest like wealthy people. What does that? You know, people ask, what does that mean? Wealthy people are already wealthy. They're in no hurry to get rich. They already are. So they don't avoid. They avoid all the crap, all of the nonsense, all of the noise that's out there, all of the fads, because they know better. I'm talking about this a little bit because, again, my email box is being inundated with questions about Bitcoin
And what am I going to do with Bitcoin? Are you going to short Bitcoin if you don't like Bitcoin? No, 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 and no. Let me tell you what I do with things like Bitcoin, which I do not understand. I do not understand. I can't get my arms around it. I can't measure the value. I don't see where the value is in Bitcoin. I avoid it like the plague. People will say, well, why don't you short it then if you think that the thing is going to collapse? Yeah, I think the thing, in my opinion, I think it's going to collapse. But before it collapses, it can also go much higher. Never underestimate what a bubble can do. And right now, Bitcoin is the biggest bubble of all time. Yeah, it surpassed, I'm not kidding, it surpassed the tulip mania bubble. If you look, they have I have a chart of all of the various different bubbles and stock markets and real estate and all this stuff. The biggest bubbles of all time, you've got right now, Bitcoin, tulips, the Mississippi bubble, and the South Seas bubble. Everything else is basically a blip compared to these. Now, you want to go gamble? Fine. Okay? You want to gamble. Think of the money as gambling. If you want to, that's fine. But I'm sorry. Just don't tell me this is an investment. Don't tell me when the valuation of something can move and these types of swings, what that tells me is nobody knows a damn thing. Nobody knows anything. It's all a best guess. And I get the argument, you know, about, well, you know, Chris, you know, you think things not going to be worth anything, but what if people thought that Apple was worth zero? Is it worth zero? No. No, Apple has actual stuff. They have patents and cash and an actual business model that provides cash flow. That's two completely different things. You cannot even compare. Cannot compare. But again, creating assets out of thin air. The more that Wall Street does this, or they find different ways of doing this, the more I see people get ripped off. Whether it be, you know, credit default swaps, mortgage-backed securities filled with junk and side bets on those things, synthetic CDOs. This is all assets made up out of thin air. Bitcoin, asset made up out of thin air. And yes, when somebody decides it's worth zero, it's worth zero. And, oh, why don't you short it then if you're so sure? Well, like I said before, you can, when you're shorting something, you can be right and you can be wrong at the same time. Meaning that, yeah, the thing isn't worth anything, but right now people are still paying an awful lot for nothing until they aren't anymore. And then eventually it falls apart. So there you go. Take it. You don't have to believe me if you don't want to. I just happen to have been right on every other damn bubble over the past 30 some odd years. That's all. Yeah, I've just been right on all these other ones. Okay? You want to take a flyer? God bless you. God bless you. Anyway, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff right there at the site. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-847-3191. That's 800-847-3191. 800-847-3191.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Holiday travel is about spending time with loved ones, whether it's a vacation or a trip back home. However, often we get too caught up in the stress of the season. Here's how to reduce travel stress and put your happiness in perspective. Sean Acor, happiness expert.
Planning a holiday trip can certainly feel stressful, but it's important to remember the end goal, joy. Rather than focusing on a long security line or traffic, stop and reflect upon how lucky you are to travel and how challenges make our travel stories even better. I found that one of the best ways to reduce stress on the trip is planning, by taking early steps like researching hotels and booking intelligently. I like to use my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, which lets me earn an unlimited 1.5 points on every dollar I spend and doesn't limit my travel plans with blackout dates. That way, every vacation leads to more opportunities to travel, and that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. You know what else is happening? I forgot to mention it last time we were talking about Bitcoin. This happens in every bubble I've seen. People going out and borrowing money they don't have to put into this great, wonderful idea. I'm not kidding. The penny stock firms from the 80s and early 90s, the Stratton Oakmonts, the Duke and Companies, the Monroe Parkers, they were brokers at those firms that actually convinced people. That's how good of salespeople they were. Convinced people to take out second mortgages on their home to invest in these ridiculous, nonsensical companies. Now, I'm not making that up. People did the same thing during the dot-coms. People obviously did the same thing during the real estate run-up. Leverage and leverage and leverage and leverage. Look at this. Real estate's going up. Oh, I can take out another money out of this house and buy another condo and do that again with another condo. And people are doing that now again. Going out and taking out second mortgages to buy Bitcoin. Couldn't make that up. I want to talk about Dodd-Frank really quickly here. And Bob Nardelli was the former CEO of, Ford and Home Depot, if I'm not mistaken. Ford and Home, I don't remember in a second. But anyway, he was talking about the economy right now and how the business world is 180 degrees different than where it was under Obama. I'm sorry, Bob Nardelli, he was Chrysler, for crying out loud. I knew I had that wrong. Chrysler, Home Depot, former CEO. And he's talking about regulations and how regulations have been trimmed down. And I'm going to give credit where credit is due. Donald Trump has done more to decrease burdensome regulations, whether it be the Federal Registry, whether it be from the EPA, straight on through to making it easier on businesses. We have to continue to move forward also as well in the, believe it or not, the banking industry. Here you go. You got the watchdog on Wall Street talking about getting rid of regulations on banks. Oh, yeah? What kind of banks? Small banks. Small lending institutions that have been crushed by ridiculous regulations. My costs alone, independent registered investment advisory, I can't tell you how many times over just my costs are, basic costs are for licensing and E&O insurance and everything that goes along with just opening up the door of a firm. It is at a higher inflation rate than health insurance, for crying out loud. That's how bad it is. And it's not just me. It's, where else? Credit unions, smaller banks, smaller lending institutions around the country, which we need. We need back again to help get money out to Main Street and to fuel small business, to fuel that ingenuity, to bring back the that animal spirits that will get the economy once again growing in the high threes, if not over 4%. So, yes, we do need to continue to roll back as many regulations as possible. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
The mood is right. Welcome back, everybody. Yeah, I know. People who listen to this for the first time, what are you talking about? It's The Watchdog on Wall Street show, and he's against all these regulations. Let me ask you a question. Have all of these regulations that have been put into effect since the dot-com collapse in Enron, whether it be Sarbanes-Oxley or Dodd-Frank, have they helped at all? Have things gotten better or have things gotten worse? You tell me. again, I'm a big believer in simple regulation. Simple regulation works best. We had Glass-Steagall. I think we should go back to Glass-Steagall. The problem is right now is that banks are now omnipotent. Big lending institutions, banks, their advisors, they have all of these businesses under one roof, and they can do anything and anything that they want, everything and anything that they want, and it doesn't matter. They get in trouble, and they write a parking ticket, and they walk away. That's not how this is supposed to work. I'm a big believer in that. You know, we don't need oligopolies and monopoly, all that good stuff in American society. You break up these institutions, all of the conflicts of interest, let them compete against one another, and away we go. A much safer place. Not to mention the fact, personal responsibility has to play a part. That's right, it does. Talked about financial planning and making choices. You know, the SEC, FINRA, all these various different organizations, what happens? When do they get involved? I got a story here. FINRA barring two Wells Fargo big-time reps. Big-time reps out of California for really sticking it to their clients, having upwards of, 50 to 75% of their clients' net worth and the same type of investment. That investment blows up. They blow up their clients, so they get in trouble. They get barred from the business. Wells Fargo pays the fine. They keep doing business. Well, why? What was the issue here? Again, the investors should have known better. Yeah, I'm actually saying that here on the program. You need to use your head a little bit. There's no get-rich-quick schemes in life, people. And if you're looking for them, again, go to Vegas. Go to Vegas. When you lose money there, they'll buy you a drink. I've got story after story after story, scam after scam after scam. Year after year after year. Nothing really changes. And I'm here to tell you, it pretty much has gotten worse. I mean, when I was dealing with the penny stock fraud from way back when, the penny stock fraud was contained to some degree. It wasn't nearly on the scale as the big firms made it with the whole dot-com fiasco. They just did the same thing except on a grander scale. Now, nothing's going to happen. I mean, look, Trump promised to pursue banks found to have committed fraud against their customers, disputing reports that his administration would backtrack on a $100 million fine levied against banking giant Wells Fargo. $100 million fine for Wells Fargo is no big deal. In fact, I couldn't even count. How many fines have these guys paid over the past several years? So, okay, we're going to fine them. But then what? I mean, do we pass out fines to people who commit armed robbery? I've written about this in the past, and I've talked about how the whole system works. Think of you got an armed robbery. People go in and they rob a bank. They go in and they rob a bank, and they get caught. And their punishment is that they have to pay back a percentage of what they stole. Neither admit nor deny wrongdoing, and then they can stay in business. There'd be a lot of armed robbery taking place all around the country if that's how we handled armed robbery. In essence, that's the same way we handle financial fraud. I mean, we had the former Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder, say in front of Congress, we can't really go after these things because we're worried about the economic impact. What? Why? So they can do whatever they want. They have a license to steal. Pretty much. And again, people, this is why you really need to work with people that are going to put your interests above their own. A true fiduciary is not working at any of these big firms. They aren't. They're not fiduciaries. Can't be. You need to be working with someone who's going to put your interests above their own. They're independent. Anyway, I got to touch on this too, because now I'm starting to get these emails quite often. And I've actually said some of our listeners send these to me as well. talking about the imminent warning. And, you know, I want everybody to think of that noise that they make in movies, like when the nuclear power plant is about to explode. Or remember maybe the first Alien there, when she hit the self-destruct button. It's going to go off. Warning, warning. Well, here we go. Warning, warning, warning. The dollar is going to collapse by the end of 2017, and everything's going to fall apart. We're all going to be eating government cheese. We're all going to die. You often hear this stuff preached by the likes of Gerald Celente, and he's pitching stuff on Glenn Beck's program or other stuff out there. You know exactly who I'm talking about. Really? What are these people selling? Gold coins. I actually saw a commercial the other day. I was laughing. It was almost like a parody. It was almost like the Saturday Night Live parody that they did on gold. It was that bad. It was like gold bug porn. Here's this guy, and he's in front of his safe that's open, and he's got stacks of gold coins in it. And it looked like something like Scrooge McDuck safe. And then he's got the coins out, and he's fondling them in his hands. All we need is some like 1970s porn music, Boogie Nights type stuff to be playing along with it for all the gold bugs out there. Come on, people. They're trinkets. They're not investments. Anybody who's sending you emails or warning you that the sky is going to fall, the planet is going to end, you know what? Watch Walking Dead, and you're going to see what people really need. Not gold coins. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
We have an obligation to acknowledge when our political and financial capital is being poorly spent. We have an obligation to demand more for our investment. And if our investment fails, we have an obligation to spend our resources in more productive ways.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley earlier today during a debate on a resolution that would condemn America's recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Worth noting, the U.N. member states did approve that resolution condemning the United States moving the capital from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Today at a bill signing event, House Speaker Paul Ryan and Orrin Hatch both signed the $1.5 trillion tax overhaul. And before the bill signing event, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said we're already starting to see some positive aspects out of this bill.
Employees are going to benefit from this great tax cut.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. Here's a great holiday offer. Call toll-free now to order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus shipping. The perfect Christmas gifts. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777.
The holidays are a wonderful time of year, made even more wonderful when you're able to get all your packages out on time. So this holiday, ship them at Staples and get 10% off UPS shipping services. Staples is open 7 days a week and has all the mailing and shipping supplies you need. Staples. Shop, ship, smile. And right now, get 10% off UPS shipping services. Valid through 12/30/17. Exclusions apply. See associate for details.
The maker of the iPhone admits what many users have been suspecting for quite a while. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The company confirming that older models do get slow with age, and the slowdowns are a deliberate effort to keep the older phones running longer as the battery wears down. The Apple statement says lithium-ion batteries have a low charge as they get older, which it does say can result in the device unexpectedly shutting down, and when it does that, it's trying to protect its electronic components. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
On Wednesday, AT&T announced that it would be giving a $1,000 special bonus to around 200,000 workers. While Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was not a fan of this deal and says this is the exact reason why companies and corporations do not need a tax break.
Corporations are flush with cash right now. The stock market's booming. Job creation isn't. Over the last 10 years, AT&T has paid an average tax rate of 8% a year.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you still searching for that perfect gift? Dell has an amazing selection with something for everyone on your list. Check out Dell.com to find the best brands of electronics like booming Bose speakers, plus the hottest laptops with Intel Core processors and the latest gaming PCs. There's still time to